Iraqi sports officials want to compete in the Summer Olympics in Athens, and today they selected a new National Olympic Committee. In May, the International Olympic Committee suspended the Iraqi committee after the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. Saddam's son, Uday, had been in charge of Iraq's Olympic Committee for about a decade. Uday and his brother Qusay were killed during a firefight with U.S. forces in July. Ed Hula is in Dokkan in northern Iraq. He's the editor and founder of Around the Rings, a publishing company specializing in world sports. Ed, explain the process of rebuilding the Olympic team in Iraq.
Well, it's a ground zero situation, Bob, with Iraq's sport program in decline over 20 or 30 years, ever since the Ba'ath Party took control. Athletes have not been so inclined to compete for Iraq. In Sydney, just three athletes competed for Iraq. With the threat of torture hanging over their heads, athletes really didn't want to compete for Iraq. Many of them went into exile. The coalition, Provisional Authority, along with other international agencies, have come to this region to help and encourage Iraqis to reform, reorganize sport. And what they've done in the past 9 months is really amazing. They've built it from a grassroots level, involving all of the clubs at the local level involved with Olympic sport. And during this period of time, there have been elections carried out at the local level among these sports organizations. And these representatives came to northern Iraq for 2 days here and elected their leadership, which is going to be the first time in some 30 years that there have been free elections for leaders of an Olympic committee.
So who's the new president of the Iraqi Olympic Committee?
His name is Ahmed al-Samari. He was a former general in the Iraqi army who was involved with sport and was one of the most famous Iraqi athletes in basketball and track and field in the 1960s, 1970s. In 1983, he went to an international sports meeting in Geneva and didn't return to Iraq until just before the start of the war last year. He is considered a leader, if you will, a good, strong figure to take charge of the Iraqi National Olympic Committee and lead it down this new path.
So what's the status of sports in Iraq?
It's very disorganized. It's in a very developmental state. Since the war began, Iraqi athletes have been taking the steps to begin training, to seek out international competitions. They've come to the United States to participate in archery events, in weightlifting, in wrestling, and they're beginning to travel more and get a feel for what international competition is like. But their training facilities are non-existent. They need so much in the way of assistance and facilities to develop their athletic potential, but it's going to take some years before that happens.
Ed Hula in Dokkan, Iraq. He's the editor and founder of Around the Rings, a publishing company specializing in world sports.